was just wondering if you'd ever heard a colored man refer to a white man as a captain or something like that. Or a boss man.
Yeah. Yeah. Hello there, boss. Yeah. That's my boss man. Now that's the captain on the boat. What you have?
That's it.
Yeah.
You were talking about cows that you'd find them in the woods sometimes, so people didn't used to always have fences around the property.
Most of them, if they had fences, they had to have the gardens fenced up, see?
Yes.
Patches or an acre or two of ground fenced in to keep them from getting in there. Now, they used to build fences out of rails, split rails out of those timbers I was telling you about, and be on the ground, you know?
Yes.
They go cut a tree down, split up into rails, and build a rail fence around an acre or so of ground. And maybe use it for a cow pen during the summer, during the winter. And then that summer, then they fence them cows out of there and break that ground and plant vegetables of all kinds in there. And then they had to have a staking rider on that fence to keep them from jumping over it, you see.
That was on the rail fence?
Yeah, rail fence, a staking rider, you see. You put them two rails down like that in the ground.
Kind of like an X?
Like this, and then lay one across it this way.
Hmm.
Every panel would have one of these stakes across it.
I see. And keep them from jumping over?
Yeah, they wouldn't jump it then. Keep them out of that. Getting it eat up across. Because that rail fence is all they had to protect the land, protect the vegetables.
Yeah. Was there a time that you didn't have to have fences around your property and your animals could just roam free?
No, I don't know of that. I sure don't know of that. Because if they ever come across something or other, well, sometime one used to get loose in town, they'd soon catch him because he'd get in the people's garden. Eat up stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I don't guess you see too many of those rail fences anymore, do you?
No, I sure don't. I don't see that many rail fences.
Well, what other kind of wooden fences would you have nowadays?
Well, you'd have to have planks. Plank fences. Yeah. Planks.
Ever seen these little fences that are usually painted white and they usually come to a point at the top?
Oh, you're talking about picket fences?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, my father used to drive out pickets for his garden. Put them all the way around his garden. Cut ladder, you know, and nail a picket to the ladder. All the way around his garden. And that's called a picket fence.
Yes. Well, if people don't have wooden fences nowadays, what do they use?
Wire. You know, use wire.
Different kind?
Well, they've got different grades of wire. You can buy any kind of grade you want. And they use this heavy wire for stock, fence against the stock, and put bobs on top. And if they build a hog pasture out of this stout wire, if they'll put a bob at the bottom where it can't root on.
That
takes care of him there. But eventually he'll stretch that wire somewhere and get through there, or come out between it somewhere. He's about as much on the outside as he is inside. He's just a hog. He just goes.
Yes, sir.
Seems like he's hunting something to eat all the time. I have seen him laying up in the shade a little bit, but they don't lay there long.
Yes, sir.